With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Brown Missionary Baptist Church near Memphis, their $1,000 weekly anonymous gift to area nonprofits has morphed into a partnership to train such groups for maximum impact and engender community outreach. It began in November 2020 with the church's anonymous $1,000 gift to every nonprofit honored as a community changer in a project with the local CBS affiliate WREG. Brown Baptist gave more than $100,000 in the outreach before revealing its identity as a donor in November of 2022. The church said their next step is to work with Mission Increase, a national group headquartered in Portland, Oregon, offering free training to help nonprofits operate effectively and help churches and other nonprofits work together to meet broader goals. New readings of text on the Moabite stone studied for 150 years give new evidence that the stone includes an extra biblical reference to King David. That's according to scholars. The latest reading reveals previously illegible characters to complete the phrase, the House of David, on the 31st line of the 34-line inscription written in the 9th century BC. Southern Baptist archaeologist and theologian Jim Parker affirms the latest interpretations of the stone. He said it records the victorious battles of King Mesha, who ruled in the mid-9th century BC in the area that is now known as Dibon, Jordan.
Good news for today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
A new page aimed at helping pastors and church leaders is available at Baptist Press. The Toolbox features practical resources written by today's leading SBC voices like Chuck Lawless, Trevin Wax, and others. Jonathan Howe, the SBC Executive Committee's Vice President for Communications, says the aim is to help church leaders and pastors with relevant and practical resources, articles, videos, and podcasts that can be found in the Toolbox. Hal came to the SBC EC after serving for 6 years as the Director of Strategic Initiatives for Lifeway Christian Resources in a role where he was responsible for TomRainer.com, EdStetzer.com, and LifewayPastors.com. The page's launch is in coordination with four new newsletters created by Baptist Press in 2023. You can subscribe to them by going to our website, BaptistPress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.